About 50 people gathered in the cold for a wreath laying at a stone monument on a hillside overlooking downtown Northampton. It marked the spot where Dominic Daly and James Halligan were hanged in 1806. Monday marked 30 years since Massachusetts officially exonerated them. Retired Massachusetts State Trial Court Judge Michael Ryan vowed to never let people forget the story of Daly and Halligan, which he called a jarring example of what hate can do.
When you see prejudice, speak up, stand up, take action. Let your neighbors know it's not okay.
Ryan, a member of the committee that organizes the annual remembrance, compared Daly and Halligan to Emmett Till, the African-American teenager murdered in Mississippi in 1955 after allegedly flirting with a white woman, and to Matthew Shepard, the gay college student murdered in Wyoming in 1998.
When I read the story of Emmett Till or I read the story of Matthew Shepard, I come to understand it. I see Daly and Halligan.
Ryan said the Irish in America are secure now in positions of power in the criminal justice and political systems, and so it is safe to shine a light on prejudice and hate.
And if we look at the story of Daly Halligan and see how it worked then, we can translate that and apply it to today's things and look at how immigrants are being treated, how gays and lesbians and transgenders are being treated, how they're distrusted, how people pass laws against them. And then we say, well, they were doing the same thing against Daly and Halligan, against the people of our culture who came from, had a common origin that we did.
Daly, who was 34, and Halligan, 27, were arrested after the body of a young farmer was found in Wilbraham. They were tried based on circumstantial evidence and convicted by a jury that deliberated for just a few minutes. Years later, another man on his deathbed confessed to the murder. Then-Governor Michael Dukakis exonerated Daly and Halligan on March 17, 1984. In his proclamation, Dukakis said, quote, "The trial and execution of Dominic Daly and James Halligan are reminders that we must constantly guard against the intrusion of fear and prejudice in all judicial and governmental decisions, and to resolve to not allow the rights of any racial, ethnic, or religious group to be denied or infringed as a result of such prejudice." Northwestern District Attorney David Sullivan acknowledged it is difficult to rid the system of all bias.
There's always hidden prejudices that people have, and they have to recognize it in themselves. And if they can't be fair to a defendant, then they should really not be seated on a jury. But I think we do a good job. I think we've come an enormous way since the 1800s, certainly. We have a great cross-section of the community that serves on our juries, and we have very well-trained judges.
The story of Daly and Halligan was the subject of the novel The Garden of the Martyrs by Michael White and an opera by the same name. Reporting from Northampton, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.